Welcome back to the Cool Jazz Countdown alongside the bass man, Marcellus Shepard. I'm Kyle LaRue. Thanks for being with us. We're up to song number 5 on this week's survey, where we find guitarist Dave Stryker, who, like countless artists featured here on the show, found himself sidelined during the pandemic a few years ago. He recently shared a story about having the opportunity, around October of 2020, to tape a performance for a venue to stream on their website in lieu of traveling out of town to perform at that venue. He says after 8 months in lockdown and knowing that he and his trusted trio would be in the studio, it was the motivation he needed to write an album of new music. The result is this latest effort featuring, for the first time, this particular trio exclusively, which features Dave Stryker guitar, Jared Gold on organ, and McClenty Hunter on the drums. The trio intentionally recorded the album live in the studio, 8 new original compositions and 1 standard remake, recorded everything with just 1 take per song, no overdubbing. Fresh off of last year's summer tour opening for Steely Dan, it's Dave Stryker and trio with their latest for the Strike Zone label here. It's called Prime, and it's in the number 5 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. it is, guitarist Dave Stryker and trio featuring organist Jared Gold and drummer McClenty Hunter. You'll find this project on the Strike Zone label. It's entitled Prime, and it's in at number 5 this week here on our survey. Bass?
Gotta love that, man. Well, Family Mills is up next with his 11th album as a leader and his latest for the Baja TSR imprint. The guitarist returned after a brief 2-year hiatus between recording as he was dealing with the loss of loved ones. As a result, we get a few more ballads than we typically do from Nils. He presents 13 songs here that were written in his parents' home in Munich, Germany, and are set to lift all of us up. Nils pays tribute to his late father on here, but also gives a nod to Jimi Hendrix on Hey Joe and a popular festival in the Algarve. Here is the hitmaker Nils with Cool Shades. It's in the number 4 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thing. Cool Shades is the name of the album. It is on the Baja TSR label. It's in the number 4 position this week here on our survey. All yours.
Thank you so much, Bass Family. Don't forget to catch the countdown everywhere you enjoy podcasts. We are on the go with you on the iHeartRadio app. You'll find us on the Stitcher Radio app, on Google Play Music, and you can always stream and download the podcast anytime at countdown.podomatic.com. Well, veteran guitarist Ed Cherry comes in at number 3 this week with his latest for the Cellar Music Group. This album, formerly on number 1 a few weeks ago, it's called Are We There Yet? Guitarist Ed Cherry in at number 3 on this week's survey. And with that, we jump right into our new music feature of the week. And we've got one here that I just got to say, I'll say it like this. I love it when projects hit our inboxes like this, you know, sounds that embrace and then at the same time wholeheartedly challenge all existing conventions of what jazz is and what it's supposed to sound like. Just about every time Grammy-nominated trumpeter, composer, and producer Theo Kroeker takes the stage or drops a new recording, this is what we get. Kroeker's back now. He's got a new digital-only 5-track EP release that really brings the best of jazz and neo-soul from both sides of the Atlantic together. On this project, Kroeker collaborates with British-Nigerian, London-native, soul and jazz singer-songwriter Ego Ella May and DJ producer D-Lau. Now, the collaborative process came together fairly quickly, according to Ego Ella May, as she and Theo happened to be catching up in a London studio on the first day of recording. And she was able to put lyrics to some of the vocal wisdom, she says, Theo was speaking about. I'm telling you, this is just a vibe. And here's a taste of the new digital-only EP release from trumpeter Theo Kroeker, featuring vocalist Ego Ella May. It's called By the Way. You'll find it on Sony Music Masterworks. It's our new music feature of the week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
I see us dancing, romancing in a red.
I admit that's one that I've got on repeat right now. I am feeling it. It's trumpeter Theo Kroeker featuring vocalist Ego Ella May. Project is a 5-track EP released digitally only. Look for it. It's called By the Way. You'll find it on Sony Music Masterworks. Our new music feature for you this week here on The Countdown. Bass, what you think?
I am a big fan of Theo. Looking forward to more to come from this. And just like that, he has done it again. Guitarist and producer Adam Hawley has once again reached the top of the smooth jazz charts with his latest project, Rising Up. Now, 3 years into his own recording label, the album was released in September of 2021. Adam purposely made this album less on the chill side and more upbeat, which was the total opposite of his previous releases. 10 songs are presented here with the help of saxophonist Riley Richard, Steve Cole, and Vincent Ngala, who happened to be on the title track. He's providing some funky R&B lace grooves here. It is Adam Hawley with album number 3, Rising Up. It lands in the number 2 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
really nice movement on this album, definitely worth your ear. Rising Up is the name of that album. It is on MBF Entertainment, the latest of guitarist and soon-to-be super producer Adam Hawley. He's in at number two here on our survey. All right, LaRue, time to take us home.
All right, thank you, Brother Bass. And yes, it's no accident that saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin finds her way to the top of the charts and this here countdown. But it was an accident that almost took away her gifted abilities as a musician. Lakeisha was driving home from a performance in Cleveland. This was back in September of 2021 when her car slid off the highway, flipped into a drainage ditch. Wow. Now, when she woke up, she recalls that she was on a surgical table at a hospital with doctors telling her she's going to be okay. Well, the accident left Miss Benjamin with, among other injuries, three broken ribs, a concussion, neurological damage, and worst of all, a broken jaw. Mind you, she's a saxophone player. Well, despite this, 3 weeks later, Lakeisha was in Europe performing. Truly remarkable. Benjamin channels the trauma from that crash in the opening moments of her latest album. She says she's, and I'm quoting here, trying to put the audience in a state of mind of the type of frenzy and frantic, the hecticness I felt getting out of the car, end of quote. Additionally, Benjamin touches on themes of social consciousness, civil rights, and the contributions of women to American culture on this new album here. Saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin, her latest for the Whirlwind label, is called Phoenix, holding steady in the number one spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
Boy, what a story of triumph over adversity. Saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin, her latest effort for the Whirlwind label is called Phoenix, and it holds steady in the number one spot this week here on The Countdown.
Man, some incredible music we have presented to you today. That is going to do it for yet another edition of the Cool Jazz Countdown. Listen, we invite you to catch us on demand wherever you listen to podcasts. We're everywhere from Spotify to Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and more. And you can stream and download the podcast at your convenience at countdown.podomatic.com.
That's right, family. And stay connected with the Cool Jazz Countdown on social media. We will hook you up with links to videos, photos, the latest jazz news, playlists from our show, and much more. Be sure to follow us at Cool Jazz Countdown on Instagram and Facebook.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Tenshare Media and TVM Productions. Our show is produced and edited by yours truly, and our theme music is written and composed by Everett Harp. Family, this is Marcella Shepard, the bass man.
And this is Kyle LaRue, thanking you as always for listening and encouraging you to support the artists and the art form. Jazz in all its colors is alive and kicking. Stay safe, family. We'll see you next time right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is brought to you by the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System.